Hi, this is your host, Anne Canceran, and welcome back to another podcast episode of the DENR Environmental Management Bureau, Calabarzon Region.
Mr. Marlon Molmisa is known as a leadership trainer, author, Filipino speaker. So statistically, he is described as 100% husband, 95% leader, and speaker, and 70% entrepreneur. So he has been featured in various TV, radio, and online programs and invited for corporate and campus talks. Mr. Marlon Molmisa is the founding president of M-Zone Training Philippines and chairman of the Elevation Inc. It is a Christian nonprofit organization that gathers servant leaders, speaker, and influencers from various industries and sectors of the day who spearhead community projects, primarily focusing on education, food and health, and youth leadership development. Mr. Molmisa is a recipient of the Saranghe Integrity Award of Pasig Student Consumers Cooperative Leadership Award and Social Civic Award of Pasig in 2011. He received a certificate on social entrepreneurship and youth leadership in Neo de Manila University School of Government and currently studying to acquire Master's in Public Management from Philippines. He has pioneered several business environments industries, retail, health and publishing, marketing, and production. In 2010, he served as a member of the Lunsod ng Pasig Board, the author of inspirational books, Ang Mahalaga Mangon Ka, and Plan of the Underdog. He is a professional in training. Without further ado, please join me in Mr. Marlon Molmisa.
Hello. Hi. Hello, good afternoon.
Sir. Yeah. Good afternoon, sir.
Nice. Actually, hindi ko alam kung papasok na ako o hindi.
Okay. So, medyo nag-breakout talaga si Mama.
Yeah, I understand that. So, hello to everyone. And I think I'm really glad to get invited again. It's really my honor to be with you. No? I think this is my second time in DENR Calabarzon. And I think the last time that you invited me, I think someone delivered. No, nagulat ako may nag-deliver. And ito, nasa tabi ko siya. Okay, this is from, ayan, this is from DENR Calabarzon. And I love it. This is a bamboo tumbler. And I'm also using the one, yung bamboo USB. All right? So, and siguro before anything else, before I proceed, let me just ask you, sino dito yung first time akong maririnig? Can you use the chat group or group chat rather? Okay? And then, can you type? If, yan, okay lang. Taas yun ng kamay. Yan. Okay? Pwede nyo rin gamitin yung chat or yung group chat natin. Okay? Yan. Good. That's great. All right, can you type me if this is your first time? Okay, to listen to me. Pwede ba? Okay, medyo madami-dami doon, no? Marami yung mga nagtataas ng kamay. All right, so maulit ko yung mga jokes ko. So, hello sa inyo. Yan. May nakakita, may naka-discover na ng chat. Okay, from time to time, we will be using this. This is a chat group. And this is an online meeting. So, from time to time, we will use this. So, hello sa inyong lahat. Okay, sila Eugene, Albert, Alma, okay. So, hindi ko na mabasa isa, no? But I'm really happy to get invited again. And just to let you know, ako rin po ay dating commercial model. Nakalimutan pong sabihin nung inyong MC. Parang ayaw nyo po atang maniwala. Okay. Kidding aside, lumalabas po ako sa TV kung alam nyo po yung safeguard. Ako po yung germs doon. Okay. Then nagbibiro lang po ako para, you know, let's make it lighter. And at the same time, you know, it's also to remind you to keep safe. especially this season of COVID-19. I hope that you always wash your hands and keep safe. Wala po magkakasakit ngayon. And right now, I do not know kung bakit po ako na-invite dito. And my topic is about women, women's leadership. All right. And I am happy to share with you my piece about leadership, especially on how women can lead in the next normal. And sabi nga po ng inyong host, no, I'm a leadership speaker. I love training people in the area of leadership and management, and I've been doing this for so many years now, and I'm so excited to share on the other side of the coin, di ba? Most of the time we see leaders who are men. But this time, how can women become leaders? Can I ask? Okay, can you use your chat? Can you chat on our chat group, no, or group chat, no? Na sino po dito yung mga babae? Okay, para lang malaman ko. Or hindi, I think karamihan mga babae po dito. Yung mga lalaki na lang. Okay, can you just type? Okay, if you are male, female, or you're on the LGBTQ plus community, okay? Can I know? Pwede po ba? All right. Can you chat on our group chat para lang malaman ko po? All right. So me, okay. Can you type ano? If sino dito ang mga lalaki, para yun na lang yung tanong ko. Okay, para alam ko kung meron po akong mga kausap na, you know, same wavelength, and at the same time para meron po ako kakampi kapag inaway ko po mga babae ngayon. De joke lang. Okay, good. Yan. Alright, so only few people, I guess it's 8 out of 10, no? Kumbaga, yung sa ating statistics. Yan, that's great. And it's so nice to have you right now. It's also good to see the perspective of other people. Nakita niyo ba yung aking slide? Okay, good after. Magandang buhay sa inyong lahat. Okay, I do not know if you see my slide. Is it moving? Parang hindi siya gumagalaw po, no?
Hindi po siya gumagalaw.
All right, hindi siya gumagalaw. Okay, so let me just do it again. Okay, let me do it again. Let me do it again. Okay, so is it moving now?
Okay na po, sir. Okay na po.
Okay, is it moving? Is it moving? Not yet.
Not yet.
Hindi. Okay. Sige. I will do it again. Okay. Take two or take three. Okay. Let me just share this with you. Ayan. How about this one? How about this one?
Yes, answer.
That's great. All right. So, siguro for me to check if my line is clear. Okay. If my line is clear, can you chat? Okay. And complete this line. Ang ganda ni. Okay. Can you type the name? Okay. So, it's either your workmate. Okay, yung kapatid ninyo, yung asawa po ninyo. Okay, ang ganda ni Ma'am Tina. Wow! Ang ganda ni Ena.
Ganda nice. Ni Ravia.
Ganda ni Ravia. Okay, can you complete this line? Sige nga, can you chat right now? Sige, this is somehow an interactive webinar and I'd like you to participate. Okay, ang ganda ng nanay ko. Wow, that's great. Ang ganda ni Ma'am Aida. Wow! How many letters daw? Okay, so kahit ilan po. Okay, kahit na sampu po yung pangalan niya. Okay, so sige. Can we complete this line? Ang ganda ni? Okay, ang ganda ni? Sige, wag po kayong mahihiya. And I would really like to see people participating and binubuhay ninyo yung aking dugo. Okay, magsalita. Alright, ang ganda ni Ma'am Aida. Wow, parang boss po ninyo si Ma'am Aida, no? So, ang ganda ni Miss Neneng B. Wow. Si Miss Neneng B. Okay. Ma'am, ang ganda ni Ma'am Melay. Okay, ang ganda ni Ma'am Essie. Okay, ang ganda ni Ann. Wow, Ann Danda. Okay, ang ganda ni ako. Wow. Thank you for that, Ms. Alma. No? Taasan ng bangko ang tawag po dyan. But I agree, you're beautiful. Okay, and ang ganda ng baby ko. Wow, thank you for that. And ang ganda ni Ma'am, ano to? Mamu. Wow, Ma'am Mamu. Okay, ang ganda po ni ang ganda niyo daw po sabi ni Miss Nini. Okay, and then ang ganda ko sabi ni Miss Marisa. Wow. And then ang ganda ng ano to, MR4 girls. Is it a K-pop? K-pop ba 'yon? Or
EMB4A? Sir, kami po 'yon.
EMB4A.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. Kala ko K-pop eh. K-pop group yung ano. Pwede rin ano pala yun? EMBR pala, no? Okay. So, 4A. That is Region 4A. That's good. So, ang ganda ni Gracia, okay? Ni Faith. Aryan. Hello. Yan, ang ganda ni Oh My Baby. Who is that? Okay, ganda ni DNR EMB4A. That's good. And you know, you have to really, really, really declare this, no? Not only in your private life, but also to say it publicly, because you do not know, no? Parang kahit bulahan lang, di ba? Ibalik natin, okay? Yung pambubola sa iba. But it's not just a bola, but sa genuinely believing that all of us, God has created us wonderful. You know, God has created us really, really wonderful. And for me, masasabi ko, yung pinakamaganda, okay, sa buhay ko ay this lady. Okay? You know, this is my wife. Okay? Her name is Monica. And I can say na si Monica is really a person na, you know, siyang pinakamaganda sa aking paningin. And just to give you an idea, you know, si Monica ay isang, you know, consistent valedictorian mula elementary hanggang high school. And then nag-college, isang scholar ng bayan. And she's now a speech-language pathologist and they are only less than 1,000 in the Philippines. Sobrang talino. You know, sa sobrang talino, ako po yung pinili niya. Okay? Para kayo nyo po talagang maniwala. But kidding aside, I am really happy that, you know, this lady, you know,
talino po kayo.
Dahil po sa kanya. Okay? But I think this is also best to note, no, na parang isa sa sinabi ng aking kuya when I was younger, sabi niya, na tatlong bagay lang yung tatandaan mo na very crucial sa desisyon mo bilang isang tao. The first one is that kung ano yung kursong kukunin mo sa kolehiyo. Pangalawa is that ano yung career na tatahakin mo for the next 10 or 20 years. And the third is this, kung sino yung mapapangasawa mo. Because even the statistics or survey says, no, na parang those people who have supportive wives or supportive spouses, sila yung mga taong nagsasucceed at nagiging successful sa buhay. Nagiging you know, they become great at their own circle and their own career. And this is also same with, you know, sometimes we look back and we see na parang, oh, babae lang ako or what. But I tell you, you know, you have a role in the life of men. You know, that is why, you know, ito pong aking asawa, no, parang we got married in 2017. And sino po dito ang mga married? Can you type me? Okay, me, married, mga married, can you type me? Okay, sige nga po. Can you type me if you're married? Okay, good. That's good. So if you're married, me. Okay, good. So, all right. Parang konti lang, no? Okay, so meron din dito. Sino po dito? Let me just rephrase the question. Sino po ang mga happily married? Okay, happily married. Can you type ako? Para malaman ko yung ano, distinction. Ako. Okay, parang walang nagsasabi, ha? Parang lahat malungkot. Ha? But I hope that you're happy with your marriage, no? And you know, isa sa bagay na naalala ko when we got married is that there is one the officiating pastors told us, no, na parang it's stated in the scripture. Sabi doon that wives, submit yourself to your husband. And imagine, parang we've been hearing that for so many years, no? Especially in church, in the religious sector. And at the same time, parang, oh, so it does it mean na parang you submit, meaning to say that the women, yung mga babae, yung mga wives, wala bang authority? You know, and then I love what the officiating pastor said, no? Na parang sabi niya, okay, sabi is that wife, submit yourself to your husband. And this is your role, husbands. Okay? Husbands, be willing to die for your wife. Okay? So the role of the wife is to submit to the leadership and respect to the leadership of husband. But those people, yung mga husband naman, is that dapat willing kang mamatay just to protect the wife. And that's why officiating pastor told us, okay, kung meron kayong disagreement sa bagay na yon, gusto niyo bang mag-switch? Okay, wives, willing ka bang mamatay para sa iyong asawa para protektahan lang siya? Okay? And then you, husband, are you willing to be, you know, to submit? But you know, I guess sinasabi lang ng pastor is that it doesn't matter, okay? kung ano yung role mo, but in the original text, you know, this is a misinterpretation, no? When we read the Bible in the scripture, na parang when God created women, parang sabi doon is that the suitable helper. You know, when we read the word suitable helper, sometimes we have this na parang, oh, yung mga babae katulong lang pala. O yung mga babae parang ano lang sila, parang you know, dapat nagsiserve sila sa mga lalaki. But if you go back to the original text of that word helper, suitable or suitable helper, ang original text or word niya for a Hebrew is this. This is what we call ezer kenegdo. This is a Hebrew word used in the scripture, said helper suitable or suitable helper. And what does it mean? Again, it is a Hebrew word. It means equal strength to. Wow. You know, if I would just go back to this, no, it means that it is an equal strength to. What does it mean? It's so simple that we are all created equal. You know, when we say we are all created equal, it means that even women, okay, even women, you are not greater than. Ako rin, mga lalaki, we are not greater than women. And at the same time, we are not less than. Okay, it doesn't mean na parang mas mababa yung babae, okay? Mas mababa yung lalaki, but we are equal. Okay? We are equal. And this is also to really, you know, to take note, no, na parang God created us equal, but we have different roles. Okay? We have different roles. And it's like a part of the body, di ba? Na, you know, sometimes we think na parang anong dapat importante, puso or isip? And sometimes we have to choose, diba? Kapag nawala yung isa dyan, nawala yung puso, okay, deads ka na. Kapag nawala yung utak, deads ka na. But the thing is this, the same thing with women, you know, and men, we are equal. And sometimes we have this in our society, no, na parang women cannot take the lead. But, you know, I tell you that women have also the ability to be a leader. Women also can become a leader and must become a leader, and most especially is that should be given the chance to become a leader. And this is why, you know, I love my wife so much, because at the very start, you know, when we had this relationship together, we have settled that, you know, we have settled that. And we ask one another, sabi, tinanong namin ang isa't isa, what would you like to do for the next 10, 20 years or 30 years? And ganun yung level ng kwentuhan namin, to the point na sinabi sa akin ng aking asawa, you know, mahal, I really appreciate how men give that opportunity for women to take the lead. Because, you know, kung bakit dito sa Pilipinas, you know, sometimes we really have to empower men, women rather, is because, you know, this is a gesture saying na parang we're equal. We're equal. You know, and that's why I think if there are two extremes that we can really, really, really experience in our society is that, number one, we see that women are lesser people. And another extreme is that we see that women are greater than men. Those two are extremes. That's why, di ba, parang kapag super ka naman na I'm really sorry to tell this, no, if you are super feminist naman, na parang hindi, dapat women should take the lead, okay? And women should be the one greater than men. If you are to that, no, parang it somehow there is a conflict in our society. And there's a conflict, because in the original message of this is that we can coexist, we can be you know, equal in the same time that we can achieve our goals. And the main concern here is this: the current statistics would say, although I'm saying no, na parang women are equal with men, the sad reality is this: the society is still thinking na parang mas less pa rin ang women kaysa sa men. This is a current statistics, you know, worldwide in terms of government. Did you know that in a survey says, no, na parang there are only 22 countries, okay, kung saan yung kanilang head of states, or they allow their head of states are, you know, are to lead ay women. And 22, no, out of I think 118 or 20 countries, 22 lang yung merong nagkaroon ng presidente or prime minister or someone who is on the head of state in the government na babae. And imagine 119 countries na hindi pa nagkakaroon ng babaeng leader. And this is a real score in the society. You know, another thing is that in terms of corporate, you know, sabi ng pag-aaral, no, in survey, that 25% lang, okay, sa corporate or sa kumpanya ang nagiging part of the C-suite. If you can, in a layman's term, no, itong mga C-suite, these are the people na nasa top rank or the executives or the CEOs or the top management, and only 25% of them, you know, na nagkakaroon ng position. And sabi din dito na you know, mas mahirap makaangkas or maka-climb ng corporate ladder ang mga babae kaysa sa mga lalaki. And another state of our women worldwide, not only in the Philippines, is that 75% of non-profit organizations, these are the people na nasa mga charity, nasa, you know, non-profit organizations, and 75% of their workforce ay babae. But here's the thing, out of those non-profit organizations, lalo na yung mga malalaking organization or non-profit organization, only 18% of women ay nagiging leader at nagiging, you know, nagiging part ng top management of that non-profit organization, of those non-profit organizations. That is why, you know, there is really still a challenge, and there is still a need for us to really empower our women to take the lead. But here's what I would like to emphasize and like to ask you this question, no? Why do mostly take the lead? That is also that's my question, no? While I'm doing this PowerPoint, parati kong natatanong sa isip ko, bakit ba yung lalaki yung madalas na nagli-lead in government, in non-profit organizations, in companies? Bakit nga ba? And can I ask you this question? And I'd like to learn from you. I tell you, this is not a monopoly of knowledge. It doesn't mean that I'm your speaker, I know everything. That's why I would like to know from your perspective. And I'd like to ask you this question. Can you type on our group chat? Okay. Bakit ba yung mga lalaki ang madalas na nagtitake ng lead? Or bakit ba, you know, yung mga lalaki ang madalas na nagiging leader natin? Can you type on our group chat? Okay, can you type? I'd like to know. Or someone would like to share? Sige, okay lang. Can you chat on our group chat? Bakit kaya? Okay, they are firm and decisive. Okay, patriarchal society. Thank you for that. Patriarchal society. Okay, thank you for that. Who else? Sige po. You know, wala pong mali, tamang sagot, no? I just want to know from your perspective, bakit ba ganon? You know, bakit ba ganon? Old tradition. Okay, good. Thank you so much. Miss Marineth. Okay, Ma'am Teresa. Thank you for that. Okay, Ma'am Aurora. Thank you. All right, who else? Mas malakas ang loob. Okay, daw ng mga you know, ang mga lalaki, sabi ni Miss Sharon. Okay, who else? Why? Why do men mostly take the lead? Bakit kaya? And I'd like to know from you. Okay? I'd like to know from you. Okay, gender role. All right, women give way to men. Makes sense, di ba? Parang because you know, they just say na you take the lead, you know? And ito pa, sabi ni Ma'am Rachel, no, that mostly breadwinner of the family who supports the needs. Well, that is true. You know that I believe that men are also were also created to ground or to hit the ground and you know magbungkal ng lupa, and of course to really take care of other people or their family in particular. Ito ba sabi ni Giselle? Feeling ko kasi nila mas strong sila. Okay? Yeah. Okay, mas strong daw. All right, sabi ni Miss Anne is that we grew up with that culture. Thank you for that. And I really appreciate your answers, no? And it also gives me an idea na parang on your perspective, why do men mostly take the lead? And, you know, let me just share my piece and, of course, my perspective on this. You know, I believe that lahat ng sinabi po ninyo ay tama. Lahat po ng sinabi ninyo ay, I can say, no, that this is all valid. These are all valid. And I can say that if I, as a leadership speaker and trainer, and of course, I also love reading books about leadership. I love researching about leadership. In fact, I'm currently finishing my manuscript, no, about leadership. And bigla akong napadaan dito sa isang theory na to, and I went back to the history of leadership. You know, sabi, may nagsabi po sa inyo, no, na maybe it's because of the past or the old tradition, or maybe it's because of the past, or may nagsabi dito na probably, okay, probably it is because of old tradition, okay, patriarchal society, okay, and malaking factor yung ating history. And what is the history of leadership? There is one what we call the great man theory. You know, it started from that. You know, nung unang panahon. Okay, nung unang panahon, wala pang mga butuhan, you know, wala pang mga gobyerno or something like that. And talagang, you know, they are only mga what you call this one, mga masasabi natin na ito yung mga tao na nasa tribo. You know, how they choose their leader. Sige nga, can you chat? Paano ba nila pinipili yung kanilang leader? You know, yung mga, you know, nung unang-una. Any guess? Any wild guess? Can you chat? Paano kaya nila pinipili yung leader nila? Yung mga tribo. Okay? Yan! Duelo. You know, they normally had this, no? Kung sino yung pinakamalakas in the society, sila yung nagiging leader. Because during that time, you know, may dalawa lang yung kailangan nilang gawin. One is that to protect their lands. Okay? To protect their lands. And second is that to expand their territories. And that is why most of the time, physically, madalas ang mga nagiging leader ay mga lalaki. It's because they were the strongest. You know, and that is why it's best, no, na parang nakaka-empower manood ng mga, no, mga Wonder Woman, na parang, oh, meron palang mga ganun, no, na parang mga kahit babae talagang kaya may paglaban sa mga lalaki. So, and but that was the old way of leadership, na parang if you are the strongest, if you are the wisest, and if you are physically strong, I mean, if you are physically strong, no, you have the chance to be a leader. And hanggang napasa yun na napasa, and this is what we call the great man theory, na kung saan, in a society, kung sino yung mga merong pribilehiyo, okay? Those people have money, those people na merong looks, okay? Mga matatalino, nakapag-aral sa Harvard, you know? They are the ones na parang mas nakakaangat, you know, sa government. Imagine that, di ba? Mas maraming certificates. Okay, mas maraming mga pakapalan ng credentials, sila yung mga nas nakakaangat. And one time, you know, I had the mentor who told me, alam mo Marlon, that we are still in the elite system in our government, sabi niya. And because those people, if you go and see the statistics in the government, yes, yung mga tao na nagiging, you know, part ng government, sila yung mga, you know, they from different schools. But if you see, yung mga nasa top, normally, they are the ones na nasa Ivy Leagues, kumbaga. Yung mga tipong mga matataas ang eskwelahan. And if you just go back to that, no, na parang if you would root cause everything, no, na paano sila nakarating doon? It's because of, you know, patronage system. No, kung saan palakasan, because they are great, they were born great, they have great networks, they have great, and you know, this is still happening, you know, this is still happening in our society, wherein everything, you know, everything happens in a sense na parang if you are great, strongest, you are the leader. And this is the history of leadership, and that is why we have this what we call stereotypes, you know, stereotypes, meaning to say, when you say stereotypes, is that, you know, kapag naka-pink bading, Okay. Diba? Parang we have this na parang I'm weak na naka-pink. That's why I'm using pink right now because you know, whether you like it or not, I love pink. Alam niya ng asawa ko kahit bago pa lang kami kasal. You know, I love pink. But sometimes we associate pink to ay pang babae yan. You know, I know isang malapit na congressman sa amin, no, na talagang pink yung kanyang pangba parating suot. And you know, sometimes we have that stereotype. Another thing is that ito pa, kapag leader, kailangan lalaki. Okay, dapat lalaki kasi we have this stereotype na ay hindi, yung mga babae mahihina yan. Okay? And it's really sad. It's really sad na parang I know also some people na mismo mga babae, ano, as in mga babae sila. And if you would ask them, okay, who would you vote, no? Whether kung sino man yan, no? Kahit na, you know, kahit man yan ay, I mean, I don't want to be political in this, ano, no, in this section, but kahit sino pang babae yan, but they would still prefer to have men as president of the Philippines, of our country. Because sila mismo nagsasabi, yung mga kilala ko, hopefully wala kayong ganitong mga kaibigan, okay? But sinasabi nila na parang, ay hindi, kasi kapag babae, mahina eh. Kapag babae, emotional. Kapag babae, hindi niya kayang i-lead yung bansa. And I think this is what we call stereotype. You know, stereotype in a sense na, you know, you cannot lead. And that is also why, you know, in terms of gender stereotypes and especially in the workplace, na parang this is from Harvard School of Business. Sinabi niya na ni Catherine Goffman, no, na she said, no, na parang our beliefs, you know, about ourselves are important in shaping all kinds of important decisions. But what we believe in becomes our you know, our way of the way we decide, you know, kumbaga in ourselves, no, kung paano at ano yung pinaniniwalaan mo, this would define how we live. And overall, this is a challenge. The challenge is that sometimes that stereotype starts within us. And I would like to encourage you, especially women who are here, na parang, you know, if you would think na parang hindi ko kaya tong trabahong ito, you know, dahil I'm weak and I'm emotionally, you know, medyo vulnerable. But I tell you that, you know, your belief system is very, very crucial. And we have to change that paradigm. Again, change the paradigm in a sense na we are not greater than men, we are not lesser than men, but we can do the same thing that men can do. Maaring sa ibang role lang, sa ibang way, but we can be equal with men. So why I'm sharing this with you is because dumating sa punto, okay, na, you know, ang mga leader sabi nila pinapanganak. You know, that was what we call the great man theory. But you know, along the way, the research would say, and even studies would say, that leaders are born to be made. Again, may mga dalawang ano ito, no? Parating sinasabi nila, no? Ang mga leader ba, they are born or they are made? Okay? But for me, this is my bottom line of all of this. That they are born, syempre, kailangan muna po silang ipanganak muna. Okay? And they are born to be made. You know, when we say made is that, yes, right now, maybe they are weak, but they can be stronger along the way. And when we talk about leaders, this also includes women. And this includes you. You know, you can still become a leader. So this is my concern right now. How women can take the lead in the next normal. You know, we have this pandemic and all. And how can women really, really, really become leaders? And as I said, our challenge about women leadership still here. Parating meron pa rin ganito. And the question is this, what should women empower in the next normal? Okay, are you still here? Can you type women, okay, if you're still here? And would you like to know more? Okay, can you type women? Type women. Good, that's good. Okay, if you're still here and would you like to know more? Type women. Type women, good. Maraming salamat. Okay, and for me to know if you're still here, Okay, para lang malaman ko kung nandito pa po kayo. I know you're doing your job while attending this webinar, but hopefully, you know, multitask, sabi nga nila, yung mga babae magagaling sa multitask, and that is one of the weaknesses of men. Okay, we are focused people, but you know, I believe that you can do better than us in that area. So, but basta I want you to stay. I want you to stay because again, this is the time for us to really empower you. If you're a woman, you know, right now, you can take the lead. So, what are the three things? I just want to share with you tatlong bagay on what you should empower in the next normal. Number one is this. You have, and women in this room, always take note that you have to empower your worth. Okay? You have to empower your worth. That you have to know who you are. That you have to believe in yourself that you are valuable. That you are not just a spare tire. You know? Na parang, kapag wala yung lalaki, take the lead. Okay? You have to know your worth. That sometimes, you know, we forget to understand that yung mga babae, you have your worth. You know, you are very special. And ako personally, I can considerably say, you know, I can say, you know, na in our business, you know, in our business, nag-pick yung business namin when my wife took over as operations manager. You know, when I was starting the business, hindi siya lumilipad. Okay, hindi siya lumilipad. Because most of the leaders that I had during the time, puro mga lalaki. But when my wife took over, wow, ang galing. And when I started to ask my wife, what's your secret? And sinabi niya sa akin is that, I just know my worth. I know that I can do something. You know, I can offer something. And that is why when you see in front of the mirror, ano yung nakita ninyo? Ako ba yung babae na parang kaya lang bugbugbugbugin? Ako ba yung babae na parang, you know, kaya sabihan ng lalaki na wala akong kwenta? You know, there is one particular word. I want you to take note of this, no? I've been talking about Gen Z leadership as well. You know, Gen Z. You know, in the workplace, we have the four generations na, no? The first generation is the baby boomers, and we have the Gen X, we have the millennials. And right now, the Gen Zs are, you know, taking over, and the Gen Zs are coming inside the workplace. And something that I learned about them is that they are very aware of the word gaslighting. Again, gaslighting. When we say gaslighting, okay, it has been... It has been in the society for so many years, and most of the time, ang nagiging victim nito ay mga babae. And if you trace back the word gaslighting, it came from a movie. Ang title niya is Gaslighting, and ang kwento noon is that merong isang lalaki, okay, na isang murderer o isang magnanakaw ata yon, and ginawa niya is that para ma-justify yung kanyang ginagawa at para hindi siya pagsabihan ng kanyang asawa, ginagawa niya is pinaparamdam niya sa babae na hindi mo alam yung sinasabi mo. Paano niya ginagawa yon? Meron siyang isang gaslight, okay? Isang, I don't know if it is lampara in Tagalog, no? Meron isang gaslight na linalagay, okay, sa isang parte ng kanilang bahay. And every time, you know, pinapamuka ng lalaki, ng asawang lalaki na mayroon nakikitang gaslight yung babae. Okay? And then every time na sinasabi ng babae na, "Uy, mayroong lampara or mayroong gaslight doon." Sinasabi ng lalaki, "Wala naman na. Ano ba? Baliw ka na ba?" And to the point na buo sa isip ng babae na parang baka nga baliw ako. Okay? Baka nga gumagawa lang ako ng kwento. And the same thing with that. You know, most of the time, yung mga lalaki, they are prone to that. They are making you fool. Okay? Yung mga lalaki, you know, they have the ability to tell you na parang, wala naman eh. Ano ba? Kasi nga, ano, hindi ka kasi nag-aral. Okay? Hindi ka kasi tapos ng pag-aaral. Okay? And that's why, you know, gaslighting means is that bumababa yung self-worth natin. To the point, we have belief na, eto lang ako, ganito lang ako. And why I'm sharing this with you is because of that, you know, of our worth, we have this what we call performance bias. When you say performance bias, okay, can you type on our group chat performance? Performance. Can you type? Performance. Can you type? Can you type? Performance. Good. That's great. All right. So for me to know lang, no, kung nandyan kayo. And of course, for me to feel that, you know, tuloy-tuloy pa rin yung aking pagsasalita. But, you know, performance bias, it's simple. It's just a simple description of, you know, meron tayong bias on how we measure people. Diba? Na parang isang tao, para masabing matalino, kailangan mataas ang grade. And this is an old culture. Diba? When I was younger, talagang yung aking grades, you know, hindi naman po sa pagyayabang, ako po ay consistent, yung grade ko po, consistent line of 9 po yun. 79. Consistent po yun. Okay, but kidding aside, dinibiro ko lang po kayo, ang punto lang po doon is that, pero totoo po yun, no, na parang puro palakol po yung grades ko. Pero ang punto ko doon is that, sometimes, you know, mapapansin ninyo kapag meron kayong anak, di ba? Parang lahat ng grades, line of 9, merong isang 79, isa lang 79. Ang pagtingin mo sa ano sa card, anak, bakit ganito? Bagsak ka. Okay? Bagsak ka. Pero imagine, no, iisa lang na 79 yung lahat ng grades niya, 98, okay, 97. But the challenge here is that the challenge is sometimes we measure people yung performance nila based on, you know, we have a different biases, you know. And the same thing with men and women. Na parang we see that those people na mas makakapag-perform na maayos, sila yung mga malalakas. And because of that, you know, yung bias na yon ay na-attribute, you know, sa capacity ng isang tao. You know, and that is why I love the theory of Howard Gardner of multiple intelligence. Because, you know, nung high school ako, dun ko natutunan na parang hindi pala ako matalino academically, but I can be great at one point of my life. Na parang, in a sense, you know, my intelligence based on the, ano, the multiple intelligence is interpersonal. I can speak, you know, I can connect with people, and that is my intelligence. Hindi man ako puro palakol man yung grade ko, you know. Naalala ko nung ako po'y bata, no, yung aking grades talagang yung aking quiz nakikita po ng nanay ko 1 to 20 or 1 to 10. Parating ang score ko 0. Okay, tapos pagpunta ko dun sa bahay, tatanungin sa akin, anak, bakit 0 yung ano mo, yung score mo? Sabi ko, na hindi po, ano, naubusan lang po ng star, moon po yan, moon. Okay, but kidding aside, you know, sometimes we have that, no? But the point is this, you know, you can still be great, you know, you can still be great. And that's what we call performance bias, no? Because most of the time, yung ating perception, okay, yung ating paniniwala, okay, sa isang tao would reflect the performance of other people, the same time sa atin. On our performance is really a perception or a reflection of our perception. So it is important to really go back to our worth. And, you know, hindi ka man magaling, okay, in your workplace on one area of your life, communicate it with your boss and tell na parang, sir, I will do my best, okay? But, you know, you have to know your strengths. Na maaring kuha ka ng kuha ng trabaho, pero hindi pala yung strength mo. But I tell you, if you go to your strength, sabi ng Gallup Research, that you can be 6 times stronger. You know, 6 times stronger. Unlike with you are focusing with your weakness, 1 step higher ka lang, 1 step stronger ka lang. So, just focus with your strength. But the thing is this, that you have to believe in yourself that you can offer something. And because of that, no, na parang, ito lang ako, ito lang yung kaya kong gawin. Even the survey would say na parang karamihan ng mga babae, okay, 68%, would just say na parang okay na sa akin itong salary na to. Kasi feeling ko ito lang talaga yung kaya ko. And because of that performance bias, you know, na ipapasa yun sa mga tao, sa mga babae, and nagkakaroon sila ng notion na, oo nga siguro, ito lang talaga yung kaya ko. Kasi sabi ni boss, ito lang yung kaya ko eh. Okay? And it doesn't matter kung ano sabihin ng iba, ikaw yung nakakaalam sa sarili mo. Okay? Ikaw yung nakakaalam kung ano yung kaya at capacity mo. And that is why you have to believe that you can do greater things. And when you don't know your worth, I tell you, you will just accept anything that you think you deserve. I want you to remember that. You know, I want you to remember that. That the more that we just, you know, say na parang okay lang sa akin, akin, eh, totoo yan, you will just accept it. You know, just like the same story that I told you a while ago, the gaslighting. You know, sinasabi ng kanyang asawa, hindi, baliw ka kasi. And then nabuo sa isip niya, oo nga, baliw nga ako. And that is the reason kung bakit, you know, men are abusing their power. You know, men are abusing their influence. It's because, you know, pinapamuka ng lalaki sa babae is that wala kang alam. You know, wag mo kong pakialaman. Okay? But you know, if you know your worth, you know, you will not accept those immoralities. You will not accept those unethical issues in your society. And that is why I want to emphasize is that you have to know your worth. Second thing is this. First is that in the next normal, is especially in this era of marami tayong problema, you know, it is important that you have to know your worth. Because again, it is connected to the second point. This is what we call, you have to empower your opinions. Because your voice really valued. And let your voice be heard. You know, let your voice be heard. Your opinions matter. Your opinions matter. And I love that story as I told you, no, paulit-ulit ko yan sinasabi sa inyo. Na parang you have your worth. And the question lang dito is that, kaninong boses yung pinakikinggan mo? Okay? Kaninong boses yan? And sometimes we have people, ang tawag ko dito mga negatrons, okay? Parating mga negative. No, it's not bad to be a negative person, okay? Sabi ng pag-aaral na parang in 9 positive, kailangan merong isang negative. It's a check and balance, okay? But if those negative things around you, okay, would make you, you know, hindi ka mag-improve sa buhay mo, that is really, really sad. And this is really, really bad. And that is why it's best that you have to look for people, ladies, women who are here, look for people who would encourage you. And may mga single pa ba dito? May mga single pa po ba? Can you type me? Okay? Or ano? Or anyway, mamaya ako na sa ano no, i-reveal yung aking gustong sabihin. Pero ang punto lang dito is that you really also have to hang out with people with positive mindset. And that's why we have this what we call, kanina I told you about the performance bias. There is also one what we call the likability bias. When we say likability bias, parang sinasabi nila overall, di ba? It is rooted in expectations, no? Overall, they see that, you know, men are more likable than women. Kaya pansin niyo in ano, mga presidente, parating dapat lalaki, CEO dapat lalaki, even in our industry, public speakers, parang puro mga lalaki yung madalas na speaker. And you know, because we have this likability issues and we see that men are more likable than women. And bakit nangyayari yon? It's because of what we call descriptive bias. When we say descriptive bias is that for the longest time, meron ng mga labels na naka-attach sa mga babae. And you know, this is the same thing with mga teachers, di ba? Yung mga teachers na parang, you know, para sa kanila, ang mga babae ang kailangan, mga teacher, pang babaeng work yan. Okay? And naka-attach doon yung perception na kasi ano sila eh, mga ano sila eh, talito parang para silang ano eh, maano sa mga bata, okay? Taas ang pasensya. But here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. Because of that descriptive bias is that we teach those people to behave based on the description na kung ano yung label or stereotype na nabibigay sa kanila. The same thing with women, di ba? You have to act like this. Babae ka, okay? And dito ka lang sa bahay because yung aking mga lolo, lola, lolo, di ba? Sinasabi nila, di ba, na ganito, ganyan, mga babae, kailangan, nasa bahay lang. And that's what we call descriptive bias. And because of that, this is what we call prescriptive bias. Diyan ka lang, okay? This is how you should behave. And because of that, nawawalan ng boses yung mga babae. And this is taken for granted. Diba? Parang sinasabi nga nila is that kapag sa isang trabaho, normally, kapag ang mga lalaki na-appreciate, you know, kapag ang mga lalaki na-appreciate, talagang big deal. And parang okay lang, sakto lang, pwede na yan. Because normal yun na ginagawa ng lalaki, achiever. Pero kapag ang mga babae, you know, pansinin nyo, kapag meron kayong nakita na, for example, first woman on the moon, okay, o kaya first woman na pumunta sa ganito, or first woman na may ginawang kakaiba, you know, that medyo people are proud of it. People are really proud of that achievement. Why? Because para sa kanila is that ang nangyayari is that parang hindi yun normal. Okay? Ang ginagawa ang prescriptive bias for women is that nandiyan ka para tumulong. Okay? Nandiyan ka para maging helper. Okay? Nandiyan ka para, you know, yung asawa mo yung boss and ikaw, you know, utusan ng asawa mo. And because of that, you know, mas humihina yung boses ng mga babae. And it's also a good thing to remember, no, na parang sa atin is ang mga babae is only for family responsibilities only, you know, parang sa bahay ka lang, okay? And because of that, you know, maraming ano, no, I'm really sad to hear this, no, kapag for example yung mga tao or yung mga babae na pumapasok sa politika, they say na parang ano ba, magano ka na lang, sorry for the term, magpadedi ka na lang ng anak mo or magluto ka na lang diyan sa kusina. Okay? And it's really sad, you know, it's really sad na parang it's like saying na parang ang babae is for pagluluto lang sa kusina. Okay? And utusan lang. And not really for politics, not for business. But here's what I would like to emphasize. You have the voice. You have the voice, okay? And you have the power. You have the strength. So, but the question is this. The question is this. What's the truth about women's leadership? What's the truth about women's leadership? Can you just type right now truth, okay? Can you type truth if you are still here? And would you like to know what's the truth about women's leadership? That's good. Thank you for that. You know, keep going. Keep going. Good. Keep going. Type truth. Good. Ano yung katotohanan sa leadership ng isang babae? Okay? This is a data from Pew Research, no? Na parang tinanong ang mga babae at lalaki, or may tinanong, no, na parang anong quality or traits ba yung meron ng babae at lalaki na very advantageous on leadership. Okay? And this is the data, okay? And this is the truth. Na parang most people, okay, would say that women are more honest than men. Okay? Data would say that women are more intelligent than men. Somehow, we're the same with hardworking, probably because mas ma, you know, physically nga, no, parang mas active ang mga lalaki, but you know, you still have the advantage in this part. Yung tinatawag na compassion. Okay? And you are more outgoing, you're more creative. So, why I'm sharing this with you is this. Why I'm sharing this with you is the truth about the next normal leadership for women. You have the advantage. Okay? And how is it? Because it is your time to take the lead. You know, it's your time to take the lead. Women, I tell you, marami nagtatanong sa akin, paano mas magli-lead ang mga babae in the next normal? And the data would say, you know, this is from the World Health Organization, that many people right now, as either lalaki or babae, tumaas yung ating case of mental health, you know, tumaas yung case natin in the workplace, you know, in our homes, everywhere, you know, tumaas yung nag-i-struggle ngayon sa mental health. And most of the time, if a person, okay, ay madalas, no, mga lalaki nagtitake the lead sa mga corporate world, corporate setup. Normally, you know, they are very task-oriented. You know, para sa kanila is that, I don't care about your mental health. Just do the task, deliver the task, you know. And that is why, you know, during this pandemic, you have the advantage in terms of compassion. And, you know, I've been researching about Next Normal Leadership for the past 12 months already, since March last year. And something that I realize is this, walang nagbago sa mga leadership traits, okay? Walang nagbago sa mga gusto ng tao patungkol sa kanilang leader, except one na na-highlight, and that is what we call compassion. Compassion. This is the time that the leader should be more compassionate. The leader should feel the feelings of their constituents, not followers, because most of the time when we use the word followers, parang you don't have the voice. But when we talk about constituents, it's about, you know, the person has that, you know, the voice, that active participation in the organization. And that is why this is very important. Compassion. And you know, women, you have the advantage on that. You have the advantage. Sabi ni Dr. John Maxwell, one of the best leadership gurus, that before you ask the hand, touch the heart. Before you ask the hand, touch the heart. Because again, we cannot influence people na puro utos-utos lang. We have to build relationship to people. Leadership is about relationship. You know, if you want to build your leadership capacity or influence over these people, build relationship. You know, hindi na nag-work yung position, especially for the Gen Zs. Yung mga Gen Zs, wala akong pakialam kung nanay kita. You know, ang pakialam ko is that gusto ko maramdaman na nanay kita in a level na kaya mong pakinggan yung aking damdamin, na kaya mong pakinggan yung aking puso. And that is what we call position driven versus passion driven. You know, yung mga position driven, they're just using their position. I'm the director here. You have to follow me. You know, ngayon it is not working. After the work hours, tapos na yan. But if you want to elevate your leadership, women, build relationship, touch the heart before you ask the hand. That is so simple. Women's leadership and influence can be boosted in the time of pandemic. There would always be voices around you, but you should always know whose voice that matters. And that voice should be coming from God, who believes in you. You know, kahit na sabihin ng iba na parang you're just a lesser person, but I tell you, those are just opinions. But when God is telling you na parang, hey, anak, you have a better future. I know you so much. You know, kahit na sinasabi nila na hindi ka magaling, kahit na sinasabi nila na wala kang kwenta, if God is telling you that you are special, believe it. You know, that you are special. And that is why, you know, the more that you know yourself, the more that you know your worth, you are open to share the truth. And sabi nga ni Maggie Kuno, na parang speak the truth, even when your voice shakes. You know, even your voice shakes. Because hindi ka mapapariwara if you know the truth and if you are on the safe ground, and that is always being true to yourself and being ethical in everything that you do. And if you know your value, you would know that what comes from you has a value and your voice has matters. You have a choice. Okay? The first one is that? The first one is? Okay, that you have to empower in this in this season, the next normal. What is that? What is that? Kanina? Okay, you have to empower your, starts with letter W, worth. Good. That's great. And second is that you have to empower your
opinion.
Opinion. That's good. That's great. Thank you so much. And this is the last one. You have to empower the next normal, no? You have to empower your work. You know, focus on your life purpose. Focus on your life purpose. Sometimes we have this, no? Na parang sabi nga nila, ang babae, your role is for reproduction. Diba? Your role is just to reproduce. Your role is to mag-asawa, mag-anak. Kaya nga, diba, parang there is a pressure in our society wherein they say na parang kapag ikaw ay babae, at, you know, nagiging 20 ka na, there is a pressure na, oh, ano, anak, kailan ka mag-aasawa? Oh, anak, wala pa bang boyfriend? oh anak, ano? Tapos eh, din nag-asawa ka na, there's still a pressure na, oh anak, kailan ba ako bibigyan ng apo? Oh anak, ano ba? And that is really a cycle in a sense. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But the point is this. The challenge is, kapag na-pressure ka na sa bagay na yon, and you see na parang bumababa na yung self-worth mo because of that, I think that is not really coming from God. Because sometimes we have this in mind, no, na parang our role, yung role ng isang babae is to become a mother. But I tell you, you know, yes, being a mother is wonderful, but it is not the true essence of being a woman. The true essence of being a woman is being a woman that God wants you to be. Because, you know, maraming mga kilala ako na tumanda na na walang asawa. Marami akong kilala na tumanda na na walang anak. And, you know, dumating sila sa chapter ng buhay nila na naliliit sila. Pero, you know, along the way, they started to realize na parang it's not just about having a child. It's about what God wants me to do. And this is what we call the responsibility bias. You know, na because of those responsibility na you are just, you know, pambahay ka lang and what and all, you know, nagkakaroon ng bias in the workplace especially na kapag ikaw ay merong anak ng 18 years old below, mahirap kang mag-improve. And when I ask some people, you know, about this, na parang bakit nahihirapan mag-promote ang mga babae, and I ask the CEOs, and mostly men, they were saying na parang, ay nako, kapag yan kasi may anak, isipin niya yung kanyang anak, at hindi niya magagampanan yung kanyang trabaho. Kapag yan ay buntes, mag-live yan. And baka matenga yung work. And that's what we call the responsibility bias. And somehow it is valid, yes, at some point. But sometimes it is also disrespecting, you know, the life purpose of those people, of those women. Because again, ito lang yung pinakamahalaga in this section is that women are empowered if men are supportive. Okay? Women are being empowered if men are supportive. Kung bakit dito sa Pilipinas, we allow women to lead is because they have supportive husbands. And they have supportive men. Okay? And for me, I don't care if the people in our team, mga babae, magte-take ng lead. Because I believe that, you know, yes, they would have their own families in the future. But they should also learn to know their worth. They should empower their opinions. And at the same time is that, ang importante na parati ko sinasabi sa kanila is that you have to know your purpose. And your purpose is also beyond your responsibility at home. It is the reason why you exist. It is the reason why you exist. And we all have our own calling. You have your own unique purpose. And this is why, you know, most of the time, kapag ang babae ang mas gumagawa ng history, ang nangyayari is, nagkakaroon ng disruption pagdating sa status ko. Diba? Parang, wow, babae na naman. Okay. Parang it's a extraordinary. Okay. And this is also same with this ladies, no? Of these women in the history. You know, parang Mother Teresa created an impact. Yes, she was able to focus on her life purpose and dumating sa punto na hindi na siya nakapag-asawa or, you know, kasi nga madre siya, no? Pero imagine this, kahit na wala siyang life partner, kahit wala siyang anak, she was able to do her life purpose. And because of that, she became great. And because of that, women are empowered na, you know, women can do something greater. You know, iba man sa ginagawa ng lalaki, maybe yung mga lalaki is more on the physical stuff, but women can be greater at some point. Na parang, you know, this one, you know, intelligence-wise. This Marie Curie, di ba? She's the first scientist na nakatanggap ng Nobel Peace Prize. And also this one, this lady. Do you know this lady? Can you chat? Who is this? Can you chat the name? Who is this? Sige nga. Hula lang, hula. Meron ba?
Wala.
Okay. Yan. O mo may nakakilala, no? Si Earhart, Emilia Earhart. Okay, so si Emilia Earhart is the... Hindi, not Emilia, Amelia. Okay, this is Amelia Earhart na imagine before yung mga pilots, mga lalaki lang. But this lady, you know, siya yung kauna-unahang nakalipad. Okay? And nakapagpalipad ng aeroplano. And that's fantastic. And also this lady, you know, this is Angelou Maya. Okay, Maya Angelou, no? And she's a poet. And I love her writings. I love her encouragement to ladies na before, di ba? Parang ang babae is, you know, just simple. You don't have opinions, but you know, because of this lady, nagkaroon ng boses sa mga babae. And why I'm sharing this with you is simple as this, no? Na parang it's about fulfillment. Your life purpose is about fulfillment. Your life purpose is about growth and legacy. And that is why it is also important that, you know, our purpose is always bigger than ourselves. It is bigger than what we believe in because it is really beyond our capacity. And it is purpose that would lead us to greatness. And I love this. I love this as I end, no? Parang when we talk about greatness, this is what my wife would always say. Na parang sometimes we see greatness as those people na on the spotlight, maraming likes on Facebook, maraming subscribers on YouTube, maraming mga, you know, mas mataas ang posisyon. But most of the time, we have that misconception of greatness. Yung greatness na sikat ka, na mayaman ka. But you know, greatness is about service. Greatness is about service. And greatness, sabi ng aking asawa, this is my wife, sabi niya, that greatness is not a byproduct of service. Greatness is a service. And service itself is an act of greatness. That once you serve other people, you know, this is what we call the servant leadership model. Na parang, it's not, you know, one time, meron akong isang client, no, from a multinational company. And she's a, I think, Pakistani ata or Indian. And I introduced the idea of servant leadership. And for them, there is what we call the caste system. Na parang when they hear the word servant, it's just like, you know, mababang uri. But you know, I tell you that it's not just being a servant in a sense na parang utos-utosan ka. But it's about, you know, forgetting yourself. You know, I believe that women always do that. And at the same time, I encourage men to also do that. That men should also forget about themselves and give power to the women and empower the women with the certain, you know, with full support. And that is why, to summarize, what is that? The three things that you have to empower in the next season, the next normal, in the next years, coming years. First is that, continue to, what? Worth, okay, empower your worth, your opinion, and your work. What is that? Na may narinig po ako kanina?
Wow.
Okay, and it's best that you have to wow them with your sparkle, okay? Wow them with your light, wow them with your work. And women should always have the ability to be a leader. Women can become a leader, must become a leader, and should be given the chance to become a leader. With that, maraming salamat po, and hopefully I was able to share with you some things, you know, something that you can bring and you can apply in your lives. And I tell you, mga babae, magaganda po kayo.
Thank you for joining another podcast episode of the DENR Environmental Management Bureau, Calabarzon Region. Make sure you never miss an episode by clicking on the subscribe button now. You can also like and follow us on our official Facebook page to easily get updates. Just go to www.facebook.com/EMBR4A. Catch us on the next episode.